Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our next guest is a primary school teacher who, with years of teaching experience, decided to co-found a business selling teaching resources. She has recently co-created isolation and activity books for children, teenagers and parents in lockdown, with proceeds going to Cystic Fibrosis Ireland. And on the line to tell us more, we have primary school teacher and co-founder of Teacher Teacher, Fiona Masterson. You're very welcome to the show, Fiona. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. First of all, Fiona, how have you been finding your role as a primary school teacher during lockdown? What class have you been teaching?
Yeah, so I have a sixth class, and so does my friend Lucy, who also is a part of Teacher Teacher. And it's been interesting. It's definitely been a learning curve. A lot of online learning and, you know, submitting work and correcting it and video calls with the class. So it's been a learning curve. But yeah, it's been okay.
Yeah. Now, I know that there is syllabus there and there's stuff that you can be getting on, particularly with sixth class. There's loads of things you can be getting on with teaching. Is there stuff that works better in that kind of scenario than other stuff?
I mean, I suppose I think it's always better to be in the classroom with the kids. I mean, I think it's been a great learning curve for them, especially going into secondary school, that they're getting that sense of online learning and how to submit things online and also how to organise themselves at home and organise their own schedule. But I think we're all just wishing we were back in the classroom at this point.
I can imagine it's getting very, very old at this stage. The other thing that a couple of teachers and lecturers have said to me is that they were surprised that when they were in this kind of Zoom or Teams setup where you're literally looking at a wall of just individual pictures, that certain children who sometimes are a little bit quiet in the classroom can be a little bit more lively. Did you find any of that?
Yeah, absolutely, actually, because we're using it's a younger kind of version of Microsoft Teams or Google Classroom. It's called Seesaw. And we do have public conversations on it with the whole class, but we also have private pages with the child and their parents. So that gives them a chance to be able to post work they're proud of and have conversations with me that they don't have to have with the whole class watching them. So yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So are the students managing to keep up with their schoolwork?
Yeah, they've actually been great in my class, at Lucy's class. I think that's all we can talk for. But sure. Yeah, they've been brilliant. We're really proud of them.
So let's talk about Teacher Teacher. Tell us a bit about what led to you co-founding Teacher Teacher.
Yeah, so we've been teaching for 10 years in total together. And we kind of came across this world of Instagram teachers a few years ago. So teachers mainly in America, I think it started, that had big Instagram followings and were selling their resources. And it was always something we aspired to, and we said, oh, we'd love to do that, because we both make a lot of our own resources for our own classrooms. And so last summer we were like, well, we may as well just start it and sell the things we're making and try to inspire other teachers, especially Irish teachers, because we felt like there wasn't a big market for Irish teachers and Gaeilge resources. Now, there are some great Irish teachers on Instagram, but I suppose just with the size of America and Australia, they just have, hundreds and thousands of them. So we said we'd start, and in August we created Teacher Teacher. So it's basically an Instagram page linked to an online store, and we sell just printable resources for the classroom.
So tell me, when you say printable resources for the classroom, give us an idea of what that entails. What kind of stuff?
Yeah, so for example, we sell name tags that teachers can, type in their students' names and print and laminate and use in the classroom, maybe posters for the classroom, different worksheets. So just everyday resources, whether it be design or curriculum-based resources that can be used in the classroom.
And how long have you been going, Fiona?
Since August we launched it, but I suppose for a good year before we were planning and building up resources and making things, but we launched in August, so not even a year now.
So obviously the COVID thing is a whole other thing, but say between August and January, February of this year, what was the response like?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I think, there's so many people on Instagram trying to establish themselves. So
sure.
Definitely it's not easy to gain a following. But the response was good. We were, I suppose we have a lot of teacher friends who would have shared our page, and we were definitely getting sales on our products, but since we created these isolation activity books, it's definitely, we've gained a lot of followers and our sales are definitely much higher. So the response has been good.
I wanted to ask you about this isolation idea. What led to you creating books specifically for isolation?
Yeah, so basically, since we kind of went into lockdown and schools closed, we found that there were loads of ideas coming our way, like via email, for example, free subscriptions to sites and different resources. And, you know, we saw lots of different teachers saying, oh, try this. And we kind of felt overwhelmed by just the amount of stuff out there. And we were kind of trying to sift through it, saying, okay, what should we actually do with our class and what work should we set? So we decided to kind of amalgamate all of our favourite ideas and come up with some of our own ideas and just put it all into this one 30-page printable booklet. And we were kind of hoping it was something that parents could download. It was a free download and could just use to keep their kids occupied. And it could be used as kind of a time capsule as well. So that's why we created it initially.
So a big activity book, basically, is what you're describing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not really work. It's more fun stuff. So, for example, you'd have like, we have a page on like the quarantine Olympics. So how to set up like a little Olympics outside with your family, or like an isolation restaurant. So set up your favourite restaurant at home. So kind of fun activities like that.
So donations go to Cystic Fibrosis, as I mentioned earlier on. Is that a charity that's particularly close to your own heart?
Yeah, well, actually, after the children's book, we got a really good response, so we decided to create a teen and adult version of the book, and we had given the children's book away as a free download on our Instagram, and we kind of said, oh, what should we do with this next book? And we said, well, we should set it up for charity. So there's still free downloads on our page, but we kind of encourage people to give something small to Cystic Fibrosis Ireland in return.
So you're saying an activity book for adults?
Yes.
Brilliant. That's a great idea.
So this one's a kind of a funny one. Like, there's like quizzes, like how well do you really know your partner, and like Netflix recommendations. So it's kind of for teens and adults in isolation. But yeah, we decided to start raising money for Cystic Fibrosis Ireland. And yeah, that's close to my heart, because my cousin actually has CF, and we know that they're vulnerable during this time and during COVID-19. Yeah. So that's why we picked that charity.
Wonderful. So I suppose we need some details. This kind of teens and adults version of the activity book, whereabouts would they get that?
So if you have Instagram, you can go onto our page, which is just @teacherteacher with 2 underscores after it. Okay. And it's there in our bio. But you can also go to the Everyday Hero fundraising site and just type in Great Isolation Activity Books, and they'll both pop up there. And like I said, we're asking for a small donation in return, and you can just download both of the books for free there.
So Great Isolation Activity Book.
Yes.
Brilliant. That's great. So and that's on the everydayhero.com website. Wonderful. Primary school teacher and co-founder of Teacher Teacher, Fiona Masterson. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
God bless you. And as she said, if you are on Instagram, the Insta is @teacherteacher with 2 underscores after it. And then the other one is www.give.everydayhero.com, and search for the Great Isolation Activity Book.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.